I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship.
Hey Andy, how are you doing? Been to many Christmas parties this year yet? I've got a really good one this evening, and it's from somebody. It's on the subject of Christmas parties. It's from somebody called Jen, and she says, "My partner is going to lots of Christmas events and parties with his work. I don't mind him going out, but I'm worried about the other people leading him astray. Whenever he's out without me, I worry that he'll be dragged to a lap dancing club or be tempted by other younger, prettier women. We always end up arguing after he's been out, even though he assures me that nothing has happened. He's just had a meal and drinks with friends or colleagues, and all of his friends and colleagues confirm this. How can I make him see things from my perspective?" Now, I'm sure, Jen, you are not alone at this time of year. Lots of people's partners are going out, and the person left at home will be worrying about what they are going to do, what they're getting up to, particularly if we have a particularly gregarious partner who likes to socialise, likes to talk to people, can be a bit flirtatious, even if there's nothing in it. And Jen, what I'm hearing in your email is that you're actually quite insecure. You're worried that your partner's going to be tempted by other younger, prettier women. And sometimes they are. I mean, let's face it, how many of us don't like looking at a younger, fitter body of whichever gender we are looking at? When we are watching a film, for example, you've only got to look at different things going around on social media to know that we all like to look at somebody who is very attractive and very fit. There is nothing wrong with that. Where there is a problem with it is where they take that to the next step and where they then cheat on their partner. But, you know, let's not just jump to that conclusion straight away, because Jen, there's lots of insecurity in here, as I have said. And I'm wondering what's happened in the past to make you feel like this. Has something happened with your current partner? Has he been led astray previously? Has he cheated on you previously? Or has a previous partner treated you that way? And if it's a previous partner, you cannot expect your current partner to atone for a previous partner's sins. Okay. In my experience, both as a partner of somebody and in the work I do, I hear time and time again that our partners love us as we are. It's why they are with us. Very, very few people stay in a relationship that they are unhappy with or where they don't love their partner anymore. And usually they don't even see the issues that we are raising. They don't see that we've perhaps put on a bit of weight. They don't see that we've got a few more wrinkles or we're a bit greyer than we used to be. But what they notice is how insecure we are, how lacking in confidence we are, and how we tend to suppress parts of our personality that perhaps were what attracted them to us in the first place. And the more we do that, the more we hide aspects of ourselves, the more we stop ourselves from being who we are because we're worried about the extra pounds that we are carrying, because we are worried about the few extra wrinkles or the grey hairs. because we're worried that we're not as fit as we used to be, can't wear the dresses that we used to wear or the heels that we used to wear. That's my big one. I used to live in skyscraper heels, and now I can only manage a 3-inch heel at the most. But I digress. You know, our partners don't see these things that happen to all of us with age, because all of us age. We all get a little bit heavier, have a few more wrinkles, get a few more grey hairs, and we become comfortable in our relationships. Now, if your partner is going out, if he's looking forward to going out, then encourage him to go out and have a good time. Because the more you support your partner in doing what they do, the more you support them and encourage them to go out and have a good time, the more they are going to go out and have a fantastic time and not look at anyone else. But if you say to them, oh, I know you're going to be ogling the younger women, or I know you're going to be flirting with people, they're going to go out, and invariably the mindset will be, well, they expect me to do this, so why on earth don't I? And that brings with it its own set of challenges and its own problems. So, Jen, my advice to you this evening is let your partner go out. And you say you let them go out, but support them in going out. Encourage them to have a good time. Ask about the evening. Say, oh, that sounds like fun. You know, be interested in the evening they had. When you start doing that, not just with Christmas parties, but anytime they want to go out, anytime they want to do something without you, you will find they start responding really positively, and it starts to bring a spark back into your relationship. When that spark comes back, you will probably find that your confidence starts to increase as well, and it will make a big, big difference to the relationship. So, Jen, if I can be of any more help, drop us another line, andy@theloveshow.co.uk, or look at some of the free resources on my website, deb-morgan.com, and have a great Christmas. Your partner loves you for who you are and what you are, exactly as you are. Thanks, Jen. And don't forget, guys, send an email into the show, andy@theloveshow.co.uk, with your queries, with your concerns, with your questions about your relationships, and I will answer them on a future show. I'll see you again soon. Speak to you soon. Join me in the next solo session, where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode. Thank you.